And our guest for the first 2 hours is Boothena Nevlin. And you do have a Facebook page. I don't do Facebook, but I think that many people really benefit by having one. You've got some photos up there.
Yes, honey. Yeah, it's the genocide, the bombardment of the Syrian children and civilian. I mean, market houses, churches, mosques, everything. The civilian facilities.
Right.
Yeah.
This just makes me so sad.
That's the life there, Diana. I mean, you came up in the morning, you were with your family, a minute, and then the jet fighter came and bombard you, and God knows if you will be alive, or you are in the dead, or you are the only one left. I mean, it's so heart-wrenching. A father came to his family, he's the only one alive. They took from the rubble all the family alive, just a little boy, a little girl here, and broken limbs, injured people, and it's so hard. One minute you're alive, another minute, or you're, I mean, just imagine this. One minute you're alive, another minute everybody's dead. I mean, it's so, I don't know, Allah help them, God help them. God,
well,
and Syria, the cradle of Christianity there, the oldest church, the oldest school, this is, I don't know, it's so heart-wrenching.
Yes.
Disaster, Diana.
And nobody gets typhus in a country that is supposedly, well, it was modern, and if nobody should be getting typhus, okay?
Yeah.
Typhus is something that people get when they're in warfare. Your sister was in a warfare zone.
Exactly, Diana. I mean,
I'm so sorry.
It's not the poison of the bombardment. It's not the poison of the explosion that made by the government. The government in Iraq explode here and there to kill as many as they can from their own people. And people know that. And if you go to Baghdad, everybody will see the latest huge explosion in Karad. Everybody blaming the government, and they know who did it.
Yes.
And yeah, there are videos when the prime minister came, they see, they beat, they throw stones and throw bottles, throw anything, buckets on him, and they call him criminal, they call him bad words. He's really criminal. So everything,
yes.
Whenever you hear explosion in Baghdad or in any city in Iraq, either the jet fighter, foreign NATO jet fighter, or the Iraqi government, Diana. I mean, it is horrible there.
Sure. Yeah. Well, they put in puppet leaders there, and of course the people know that.
Yeah.
Well, you have an audio that you would like us to listen to. Would you like to tell us something about this audio first?
My main point here today is I want to explain the nature, the very close nature between the two religions, Christianity and Islam, how Christianity in the Arab homeland in the Middle East started Islam. Without the Christian people in the Middle East, Islam will never live, will never survive. Without the Christian people in the Middle East, Islam will never go outside even Mecca, even the birthplace of Islam. Prophet Muhammad he's the prophet of Islam. He's the one who started it. His wife her name is Khadija al-Kubra. Khadija al-Kubra is a rich Christian lady. She was 40 years old, and he was 20 years old, and she is the one who asked him to marry her. And she was a Christian lady. And when the revelation of God came to Prophet Muhammad, when he was always trying to pray in a mountain, he always go pray in a mountain before the revelation. And when the revelation came, he was so frightened, and he came to his wife, and she comforted him. and she went to her cousin, Christian theologist Waraqa bin Nawfal, and she told him the story. And he told her, when she told her his story, what had happened to him when Angel Gabriel came to him, told him, he will be the prophet of the end of the time. He is the prophet of this time. So the one who gives the good news for Prophet Muhammad is a Christian theologian with his Christian wife, and they believed in him. So they told him, that's what we have in our books. You are the prophet of this time. And that's how Christianity started in the Arab world. Then when he started telling his people, some of his people believe, other the rich and his own tribe started torturing his followers, forcing them to go back to paganism. So when they started really torturing them hard, he told them, go to this king of Abyssinia, now Ethiopia,
called Abyssinia. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. His name is Negus and Najashi, and he told them, go there. More than 70 men from the, later they become the leader and the most prominent people in Islam, told them, just tell him that you are a believer of the Bible, and your love of the Bible will push you to protect us. And then he really protect them, because his tribe, Quraysh tribe, asked one of their very rich men, Umar ibn al-As, to go and bring those very good men back to Mecca, so that they torture them and force them to go to paganism. But when Najashi Negus heard them, he told them, what you are saying to me and what Jesus Christ alayhi salam was saying in the book are coming from the same light. So he protected them. And with this group, Islam prevailed, Diana. So the one who protect Islam was a Christian, the Christian people of that land, the Middle East and Ethiopia, Abyssinia. So that's the clip is all about, if you want to run it, honey.
Okay. All righty. I think we have time. Go ahead. Mr. Producer, would you like to do that audio? Is our producer there?
Good. Their stiff necks will hang them.
Do you not bow to yourselves before your prophet?
Muhammad is a man. We kneel only to God.
Where are Muhammad's miracles, Jafar? If he were a prophet, he'd light the sky with miracles.
Indeed, this is true. God has given his prophets the sign of miracles, that we may recognize them.
The miracle of Muhammad is the Holy Quran.
A book written by an illiterate attributed to God. I think the emperor has heard enough.
I'm mindful of Pentecost, when God sent down tongues of fire upon the heads of Christ's apostles, so they could speak the many languages of the world that they knew not before. But do such miracles happen in our times? I've heard enough. You've made a poor case.
When we suffered persecution in Mecca, Muhammad told us, go to Abyssinia, the land of a righteous king, where no man is wronged.
What they called persecution was fair punishment. Their disorder and their...
Why did your prophet send you to me?
Because you believe in the book of the one God as we do. He sent us because in your heart God will protect us.
Talking with them is like drawing water from a mirage.
But they've now laid a duty on me to listen to them, my friend.
Mm.
Go on.
For years, we worshipped wood and stone, images of our own manufacture. We lived in ignorance of God. We had few earthly laws and no heavenly laws. The rich neglect the poor, and the natural pity of man, whereby he lifts his brother up when he has fallen, is described by them as upsetting social order. To this inhumanity has come a man whom God chose, and in that we believe.
You're overcome. I beg you to collect yourself.
I speak of the messenger of God. Muhammad teaches us to worship one God, to speak truth, to love our neighbors as ourselves, to give charity. Even a smile can be charity. To protect women from misuse, to shelter orphans, and to turn away from gods of wood and stone.
I cannot keep still and hear this blasphemy. We are an ancient civilization. To call our gods wood and stone is to speak ignorantly of them. The idol, the form, is not what we worship, but the spirit that resides within the form.
I agree that idolatry is not always fully understood.
Thank you. Now let me bring him back to the women.
God made woman to be the proper companion of man. She is different, but equal.
Equal! We buy them. Feed them, clothe them, use them, discard them. Women equal to us?
God created man from one male and one female. You must respect in all women the womb that bore you.
Why are your 300 gods so tongue-tied, while his only god is eloquent?
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Who taught you those names?
They are named in the Quran.
I knew Muhammad when he was an orphan minding sheep.
And we knew Christ as a carpenter. What Christ says, and what your Muhammad says, is like two rays from the same lamp.
They are lying to you. They deny Christ. You worship three gods, they say. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, they say.
What do you say of Christ?
They say God cannot have a son. Christ is not the Son of God.
Speak to me of Christ.
We say of Christ what our prophet has taught us. That God cast his Holy Spirit into the womb of a virgin named Mary. And that she conceived Christ, the apostle of God.
The apostle, he says, not the son, not the son.
What does your miracle, your Quran, say of the birth of our dear Lord Jesus Christ?
May I relate the words?
Come closer to me.
In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. Relate in the book the story of Mary. How she withdrew from her family to a place in the east. How we sent to her our angel, Gabriel, who said, I am a messenger from your God to announce the birth of a holy son to you. She said, how shall I, Mary, have a son when no man has touched me? And Gabriel replied, for your Lord says, it will happen. We appoint him as a sign unto man and a mercy from us. It is a thing ordained.
a difference between us and you is no thicker than this line. Not for a mountain of gold will I give them up to you. You may live in Abyssinia in peace for as long as you wish. And may God's blessings be upon you on your return.
All righty, I think that concludes the audio.
I'm sorry, Diana. It really summarized the whole story of Christianity and Islam in our world. We are just one faith. Two faiths from one light. That's what all people say there, and we believe mostly in all the prophets that came in the Bible, that came in the Torah, the Book of Moses, and Book of Jesus, alayhi salam. May God blessing be upon him. I'm sorry, you want to say something before I go read the names of our prophets?
I think what you're trying to say is that Islam and Christianity should not be fighting each other.
Exactly. Yes, Diana, that's what they try to instigate, hatred between Christian and Muslim, but I don't think they can do it in our land. We are so into each other. I don't think they understand us. We understand them. They know without them we couldn't prevail. And on the other side, without the Muslims, the Christianity would not have been flourished in the Middle East. You know, when the Arab people start going into Iraq and Levant area, the north of Africa, the Iraq and all the southern part the Gulf region was a Christian society. They call it Al-Manadira, Mamlakat Al-Manadira, the kingdom of Lakhmides. And the east part of Iraq, the Syria, Palestine, Jordan, and Lebanon was a Ghassanid kingdom, Al-Ghassasina, Mamlakat. Both kingdoms were Christian. And when the Muslim came there, they helped the Muslim to get rid of the Sassanid and the Roman who were occupying the Mesopotamia and the Levant area. I mean, when the Khalifa Umar ibn al-Khattab liberated the Levant, the Syria, Lebanon, all this area, the patriarch of Damascus came to him in Medina. And he begged him to finish liberating all the areas. He reached Homs, and they stopped there. He begged him to finish liberating all the areas because the Muslim treat him so nice. They were, believe it or not, the Roman Empire was persecuting the Christian of the Arab land, the Levant area. So when the Muslim came, they prayed to God that they are now out of the persecution of the Byzantia, the Byzantian or the Roman Empire. So they sent the bishop to Khalifa Umar.
Bethana, would you have? We have a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923, and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Buthana Nevlin. And so anyway, what you're trying to say is that Islam and Christianity could and should live together peacefully without a third party standing on the sidelines, creating problems for both groups.
Yeah, that's how we lived. I mean, all these centuries from the outbreak of Islam 14 and a half century ago till now, we don't have this tension. I told you, Diana, when Prophet Muhammad and the army, the Islamic army or the Arab army took all these lands, there were just a few people. There are a few thousand people, but why they open all these lands? Because the people, they're like them, and they are the one who helped them, the Christian who helped all the Muslims from complete liberation or taking all this land. Prophet Muhammad has a famous law called Al-Muhammadiyya, Al-Uhd Al-Muhammadiyya, the trusty or the laws of Prophet Muhammad to the people of the book. We call the people who have a Judaism, Christian, or Sabian faith, Sabian people, we call them Al-Mandaiyin, they are the followers of a prophet, John, Yahya al-Ma'madan, John the Baptist. We call them the people of the book. And Prophet Muhammad have a certain laws for them that he preferred them. I mean, they have more privilege even from the Muslims. Like when they pay taxes, each Muslim has to pay tax called zakah. But for the people of the book, Christian, Jews, and Sabian, they have to pay half of the amount of what the Muslim pay. That's one thing. Other thing, if there are draft or going to the military to fight, the people of the book have the right not to go to any fight. They have the right to stay. I mean, draft or military service will not go on them. And this is, I mean, a great privilege for the people, the Christian community, the Jewish community, and Sabian community. And that's what they love. They love the Muslim. They love their protection. They protect their places, their worship places, their synagogue, their churches, their places. They protect their property. They protect everything. They have full protection of the Muslim. And in time of Khalifa Umar, the second Rushdie Khalifa, he gave them, they call it Al-Umariya, the law of Khalifa Umar bin al-Khattab to the Christian. And it stipulates the full protection, the full respect of everything they have, their places, their workplace, their houses, their churches, everything. So that's why they love the protection and of the Muslims, and that's why they help them. And from that on, I mean, Christianity flourished. I mean, in that time, I mean, they get rid of the persecution of the Byzantine and the Sasanian empires, and they start building. At the time when they liberate Egypt, the Umar ibn al-As, the leader, when he liberated, he saw, I mean, a lot of churches and monasteries built in a very excluded, very far away places because they are afraid from the Roman or Byzantine soldier. So he brought them to the city and he opened new churches and ministry for them. And from that time, I mean, really Christianity flourished in the Rashidun time, in the Umayyad time. It's the second period Umayyad time. It came after the Rashidun time. Just in Iraq, north of Iraq, just in that time, in Umayyad time, 150 new monasteries built, let alone the churches. That's in the Umayyad time, Diana. So you see the Christianity flourished, even with the separate of Islam then.
It's very interesting that, like in 1400, 1500, people in the Middle East, in the big urban cities, there were universities, they were even conducting cataract surgery, and they were very, very far ahead of Europe. I mean, Europe was kind of in the dark ages, where things in the Middle East were moving ahead with technology and education and culture. Isn't that correct?
Yes, because Islam stipulates the education for every man and every woman. And
okay.
Civilization started.
Okay, we do have a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is Deanna. Now, what have you done? I know you've mentioned some of the things that you've been doing in your community to try to help people understand what is going on in the Middle East, in Iraq particularly, and particularly when it comes to religious bias. What have you been doing to help people?
Yeah, Dan, thanks for mentioning that. Yeah, I started contacting our nearby churches and giving talks here and there. So I stopped for a while after the death of my father and two little sisters. But I'm resuming my work, and I'll start also going to the universities or nearby colleges and see if I can have opportunity to present some kind of a speech or information. So any church nearby can contact me, and I can very glad go there and talk. So that's what I'm doing. I see a lot of appreciation from the people there. Yeah. So.
And I think it's also important, I hope that you include information about the devastation in your country.
Yes.
Because I think that's important that Americans recognize what they're supporting.
Yes. Yeah. Once I went to a church and I give just information, it shocked the people. I mean, they don't know what to do with it. It's hard for them. I mean, it's a long time of disinformation from the mainstream media. So it was really shocking. But I try to do it in any way that make them understand. So hopefully they will understand. Hopefully they will try to do them something to help themselves.
Have you experienced a lot of hateful bias?
Not in the churches, no, in other places. Not in the churches at all. I mean, I love going there and giving, some information, but it's other places, Diana. I don't know why, but yeah, some kind, let's say.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but not in the churches, really. The people of these communities or congregation were very nice. And Diana, what I saw in one church is most of those who come to my talks are old people, like the 50s and above. And I was wondering, I asked the pastor there, where are the teenagers and the 20s and the 30s? It seems to be that the younger generation are not interested. I mean, I don't know, they were brainwashed, they were... So that's something, I'm thinking of, or where to go to find those, this young generation or those kind of people.
I think a lot of them are off bombing other countries. I'm being facetious now, of course, but I think a lot of people... a lot of the youth are watching sports and, I think across the board, I think a lot of people across the board, whether you're 20 or 80, you can be watching sports and be totally enmeshed in things that don't make any difference.
Yeah.
You know, it's just diversion.
Yeah, honey, that's correct. And I don't know, but I do my best, and any church, contact me. I mean, you can have my Facebook. It can be reached buthainairaq@gmail.com. So, but I mean, we try to do what we can. Hopefully someday things will be changed, Diana. It's this blackout or misinformation or this dependency on the TV. That's what causing all the whole trouble and tragedies for the U.S. and the other people. So that's the problem. When you get proper information, I think you will be better.
Sure.
Yeah, so that's what...
But I don't see that ever happening. I don't see the mainstream media, which is owned by five corporations, ever deciding that they're going to be honest and give accurate information.
No, that's something you have. If you want accurate information, you have to throw your TV in the garbage.
Yes, that's true.
Throw the TV in the garbage and go and work it. If you love your country, if you're patriotic, turn off the TV, stay away from it, and go Google. You have everybody have the internet access. Google. Try to meet others. There are tons of accounts of Twitter and Facebook of reporters from all over the Arab world. Go and ask them. I'll put a lot of Twitter and Facebook accounts in my Facebook page. Go and ask those people, and send them even in English. They understand it. Ask them, tell them what's going on. I mean, you will have better information from me, because a lot of them, they're living in the land, in the real event there. So that's how, if we love our country, we work for it, Diana. We just don't wait and look at this TV who give us a lie after a lie after a lie after a lie. No, if I love my country, I work for it. I go read, I go ask, I go research. That's to love. And then you have community work and try make your voice heard to your representative. And that's how people start working and getting things started. And not some, I'm looking at TV and waiting for Superman come to help me. That will not happen.
That's true. Now, I think that the people in other countries know more about what is going on in their country and more about what's going on in the world than the people in the United States. What do you think?
Yeah, look at Europe. Europe is much, much better, have information, informed in a very better way. Look at the Asian news agency. Look at the Latin American news agency. They have more integrity and respect for their for their people than what the all the BBC and all those and CNN and New York Times. Yeah, so things there are much better. I mean, we have real reporters there. I mean, I call them the reporters of the mainstream media. I call them mercenaries, because they take money and cause the blood, get all those young men and women to go and fight for what? I mean, it's really heart-wrenching, even for the soldiers here. Diana, when I came here, I met a lot of veterans and a lot of organizations like Veterans Against Iraq or a lot of them. Really, if you listen to them, they're such a kind-hearted people, but they were deceived. Oh, we were there for helping you. Well, how could you help me by bombing me? I mean, I don't know. It's hard. Yeah, and now they are trying to do it in Syria, and now try to do it in Turkey nowadays. I mean, you remember the latest coup in Turkey? Diana? Hello?
Whoops, yeah, I muted myself. Okay. Yes.
The latest coup in Turkey, they want to topple Erdogan government. Who is financing all this event? U.S. And that's what the Turkish government put in all the media. The commander-in-chief of the Afghan U.S. military forces, the ex-commander-in-chief of U.S. military forces, I don't know his name, but I can send you the news and the links. He is the one who channeled $2 billion through a Nigerian bank to the Golan organization, who wants to topple the government of a very rich, a very good country, a very peaceful country, and supposed to be allied with the U.S. So that's what thank God they didn't do it, because the massacre will be again what happened in Iraq is going to happen in Turkey. But they topple it, and they discover that the one who finances is a U.S. through its this ex-commander-in-chief and the Golan organization. I mean, that's what they are trying to do. They're trying to do to topple any good place. Turkey now is a very rich country. The income of the middle class is higher than even the income of the middle class of the French people. I mean, very rich, very clean, very good. And the millions of refugees sheltered by the Turkish government. So, and thank God Turkey is out. They saved Turkey. Diana, if I have time, I want just to mention a little bit about Islam, if you permit that.
Well, first I want to ask you, I want to make a statement here.
Yes.
Is that, why don't people say, with all these wars, nobody stops to say, okay, what was the objective of bombing Iraq? What was the objective of going into Afghanistan? Excuse me.
It's okay. Well,
what are the objectives? Just to kill people?
Well, I don't know. I told you this is a plan that adopted by the U.S. to dismantle the Arab world. Afghanistan is this. You know, Afghanistan before this 1980 and this Taliban, and it was really a good country. It was very developed. Women are free, everything fine. But they created Taliban. Brzezinski created them, and they sabotage Afghanistan. And now the Middle East. But I don't know. I mean, when Bush said, okay, mass destruction weapon in Iraq, Diana, and the American forces went there, and they didn't find anything, what's supposed to be done then? They suppose the president put on house arrest all in his government and start suing him and finding who did all these big lies and trying to hold the Bush government accountability for the big lie that they push and they sell to the American people. And from that time, from 2004 or 5, they have to pull, they should have done it. They pull all their troops. They should have pulled all their troops, put back our Patriot government, put them back and leave. That's what they should have done from 2005. But
exactly.
Bush is an emperor. I mean, he died. the government do whatever they want, and no holding accountability whatsoever. Okay, you said mass destruction. There is nothing. Why? Come on, let's hold them accountability. Let's open a real investigation. Let's see who is behind it. Why our men and women get killed? And how much money did we spend? But nothing. And they kept going on and going on and going and creating problems. But I don't know.
And now people don't even remember why Iraq was invaded to begin with.
Yeah, they don't know. They don't. The ignorance, short memory.
Yeah, a short attention span.
And that's what, I mean.
And they also were, as they did in Vietnam, there were drugs in Afghanistan, mm-hmm. which somebody in the chat room just brought that up. They actually went into Afghanistan in order, because the Taliban said, no, we're not going to grow any more poppies for exportation. We're going to grow food. We're going to actually grow food for our citizens to eat instead of this cash crop of poppies. And so the U.S. military went into Afghanistan just to keep the drug trade, just to keep the poppies growing.
Yeah, it's a big business. It's a business for those who are in power, the drug cartel, the pharmaceutical cartel, the oil cartel. It's just business. I mean, it's just business. You know, Deanna, when the U.S. took Iraq, the first place they went to is the Iraqi Central Bank. They took all the gold asset from there. And people, I mean, we have photos of the U.S. taking these gold asset and putting them in truck, taking the foreign currency, which was there, and taking them. They took them. So that's the thing. First thing they did when they went to the center. So it's really money and blood, and it's all work.
Sure.
How much Dick Cheney's company benefit from the war?
Oh, yes. Yeah, Halliburton. Yeah. Sure. Blackwater. And they didn't just use U.S. military. They had the people from Blackwater going in, mercenaries. We do have a phone call. Let's take a phone call. Fred in Iowa. Fred?
We're going to grow food. We're going to actually grow food for our citizens.
Fred, you need to turn your radio off.
Okay, yeah, hang on. Deanna, have you got me, Fred?
Yeah, Fred. Fred in Iowa.
Yeah. Okay, I have a lot to say, and I hate to talk in sound bites, but... Euthania, this is one of the best programs I've ever heard from you. And if I got to tie it all together, or it's going to sound like a bad call. But I want to, this may sound strange, but I want to cover weather change, Putin, Muhammad, Christ, people of the book, Imams, Turks, and Islam during the 1700s. May I start? And you can stop me or...
Well, we have a very limited amount of time.
I know, and I hate sound bites, but I'll start out here. Okay, now, Bouthania, if I'm pronouncing your name correctly, you know, please correct me.
Yeah, Bouthania.
Okay, now, I am not anti-Muslim. I am a Protestant Christian. I will give up my life. Getting out the word of a Protestant Christian. Okay. This may shake you, but Muhammad, when he was 25 years old, I think about 630 or 40 AD, married a 44-year-old, very wealthy nun. Okay, that's when Rome got control and an influence over Islam or Muslim. Now, I'm not
Fred, we don't have a lot of time, and we've already talked about that, and I don't want to go back in history. Try and keep it current.
Okay.
Say the
Khadija right.
wasn't a nun, Diana. She was a wealthy, beautiful lady. She asked the hand of Prophet Muhammad. He did. And she loved her very much. He loved her very much. Yes,
Bouthania, the imam of Detroit, of Detroit called a certain people the people of the Bible. I belong to that group.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because we have learned together, and Christians cannot use force. They can't even use coercion. All we can use is persuasion and the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I probably am not going to be given a time to explain all this, and I can. But
we do have a,
this
have
is a great program.
We have a 3-minute break. We'll be right back. Be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest the last 2 hours has been Boothena Nevlin. We have Fred on the phone. Fred, keep it current. We have 3 minutes. I don't want a rehashing of anybody's religion, okay? Keep it current. Talk about the war.
Well, you're giving me orders, but that's all right. I'll keep it short, but I will explain how Muslims and Islam saved a lot of Christian lives. And during the 1700s, when Ottoman Empire was battling and went to battle with the Romans, that during the Dark Ages were killing Christians, that saved a lot of Christian lives because Rome was diverted from killing Christians, so therefore the Muslims saved a lot of Christian life, and they were told not to damage any green thing, a tree or the grass, and that, and they didn't destroy cities, they didn't destroy water or anything. They went in there and fought and then got out. Okay, I'm done. I thank you. And Euthena, you're doing a good job. You're doing a great job. But, you know, we've got to learn as we go. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you. Deanna, just one thing. To all your listeners, I don't know what their Fred came to say that Khadija is a nun. She wasn't. Sayyidah Khadija, she's the one who asked Prophet Muhammad to marry her. She sent somebody and asked him. And for an honor for Sayyidah Khadija, because she is the one who asked the hand of Prophet Muhammad, Islam stipulates that the woman has the right to ask the man, not the man. I mean, the man he can, but the upper right to the woman. Any woman at that time, from that time till the 60s, 70s of this century, especially in the Gulf, the women has the right, and they did it. I mean, the women has the right, and I can give you stories after stories, but this is to honor for our first mother, Khadija. Islam there, I mean, Fred, I mean, in, my best friend is a Christian, and we use me and her go to, we have a special ritual, we go together and do our visit to the church. In Basra city in the south, filled with churches, all churches. In one street, the famous street in Basra city, there are seven churches in one street, Diana. Just, I mean, just imagine that. One more thing. I mean, nuns are so respectful. In Iraq, we call the nuns, we call them Yumma. Yumma mean mother. When you want to call a nun, you don't call her with her name. That's very, very disrespectful. You call her, you say, Yumma, Ummi Rahiban, Samiha, my mother, the nun. I'll tell you a story. One of my relatives who used to work in the Ministry of Defense, the Ministry of Defense in Baghdad, central Baghdad, nearby it is an old monastery and a church. The soldiers there, they heard many times, the Minister of Defense, God bless his soul, he's a prisoner now, his name is Sultan Hashim. When he comes and see the nuns, he come and ask them and shake their hand, and he called them, our Minister of Defense, the highest military form. He called them, Yumma, my mother, the nun. Yumma Shlonich, how are you? So that's the kind of respect for our highest people. And in Iraq, we used to call the Christian community, we say, Iraq is a cake, and the icing and the frosting of the cake are our Christian brothers and sisters. So
That's wonderful. Yeah. That is wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Bhuthena. Thank you for being on the program, and bless you. Bless you and your family.
Allah bless you. Allah bless you and all your listeners.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.